Welcome back. This is National Geographic Weekend. I'm Boyd Mattson. As you know, on this show, we do interview some people doing extreme things. And a while back, we talked with Ray Zahab, who had run across the Sahara Desert. I mean, the entire Sahara with a couple of other guys. And it's not enough for him to do it to himself. Now he's corrupting our young people and getting them involved in extreme adventures. And he's about to launch one going across part of the Amazon with some kids in his Impossible to Possible program. He joins us now to explain why he's corrupting the nation's youth, wanting them to be physically fit and to connect with the rest of the world. Welcome back to the show, Ray.
Oh, it's great to be back. Thank you so much.
First of all, do you soft pedal the extreme part of it when you talk the kids into going with you on one of these adventures?
Well, you know, as you know, the last time when we spoke, I had finished running 4,500 miles, roughly 7,500 K across the Sahara Desert. And in that time span, the 111 days, you know, I learned about not only the seriousness of the water crisis in Northern Africa, but I learned about how I was able to achieve and do something like that after just starting a running career a few years before that. And it said to me, God, you know, I wish there was a way to connect with young people and show them that they have limitless potential. And we thought, how can we do this? How can I do this? And so with my wife and my buddies and I, we came together and created this organization, Impossible to Possible. And the goal was simply take adventure, use it as a story, as a backdrop, and engage young people in a way that's meaningful and purposeful and show them that they can achieve great things.
But we think of our kids today as being glued to the couch, playing Xbox 360, and spending the rest of their time, their active time, getting to and from the fast food places where they're packing on an extra 40 or 50 pounds. And how do you say, hey, you know what would be fun? Let's go hike across the Amazon 125 miles.
Teachers are our mentors. They're our leaders for our children. Our kids spend more time at school, hopefully. Our kids are in the classroom more time than they spend anywhere else, I mean, on a day-to-day basis. And so what we try to do is engage teachers with a program called our Experiential Learning Program and share a story and allow students from the classroom to become adventurers themselves, to not only experience the expeditions that we're on, but be part of the expeditions.
We're talking here on National Geographic Weekend with Ray Zahab, who is a extreme adventurer, having run across the entire Sahara Desert and did a South Pole expedition. But now he's got young people involved. He calls it, the organization is called Impossible to Possible, convincing them that they can be active and get involved, not just physically, but connected intellectually and emotionally to crises facing us around the planet. You took them to Baffin Island for an extreme adventure and then running across the desert in Tunisia. Now it's off to the Amazon. Let's pick the experience in Tunisia. There had to be moments where the kids thought, well, it sounds like a great idea when I'm at home or in my classroom hearing this pitch, because Ray's a really enthusiastic guy and he makes us all think the impossible is possible. But now we're actually out here getting the blisters on our own feet, struggling in the heat, going in the interminable, endless sands of the Sahara. They must have at least at some point said, I can't make it, Ray.
Happens every time. I mean, look, it happens to us, right? Any adventurer will tell you, you know, there are times when you're out there and you think, man, am I going to make another step? You know, and what the hell am I doing here? You know, these kids go through those same range of emotions, but what's amazing is how they rally together as a team and press on. I mean, because they came out there and they go out there to do the very best that they can in these expeditions, and these are expeditions, these aren't trips. And I think that it makes the experience that much more meaningful, again, to use that word, and actually very organic when it comes to the classroom, because it's credible. The students see the story unfolding, you know, and right away they can relate to the pain that these students are going through while they're out there, because, you know, they're not that far off in age in most instances. So being part of the experience, being able to ask a student a question, they see the video footage that day, and then the same day be able to say, oh, I saw how rough you looked, you know, while you were bent over. How'd you get through it?
Yeah, while you're bent over throwing up, looking at the blisters on your feet. And I'm sure there were some serious moments out there, because it's extreme having done a few desert races. They're younger. They're faster, they're stronger, but what they have not done is suffer a lot and push through it. You're giving them the exposure to endurance, I think.
Absolutely, and I think that we, you know, what they learn the most and they walk away with it, they're absolutely shocked and surprised and amazed at, A, how tough it was, but B, they were able to get through it. And you know, therein lies the magic of the expedition, right? You know, in a very exciting way, these four youth ambassadors each time are able to relate that experience because of technology. I mean, it's one of those odd things. You look at the ironies here. We're talking about wanting to get kids off their duffs from playing video games and get out there and be active, but we're employing technology and using it in a way that's very positive. And so for these four to be able to relate their experiences to the classroom, I mean, it really is very powerful.
How many kids are you taking with you on the Amazon that are literally going on the trip through that expedition?
Four youth ambassadors on the expedition out there trekking over 100 miles in the course of a week through the Amazon.
Through the jungle. That's
right,
hard.
Through the jungle.
That
yeah.
can be hard trekking. To get those four, you take people apply or you accept applications from all over the world. How many, now that this is the third one, applied to be one of the chosen four to suffer?
Well, it's different for every expedition. I mean, we get requests constantly, like thousands of requests, but actual applications, fewer than 100. You know, it's amazing because, of course, you say the Amazon, then you say how difficult it's going to be, then you say the distance that they're going to be moving underfoot. So right away, the numbers of full-on applications that come through are fewer. But I got to tell you, and this is really important for your listeners to know, all of our programs are free. The youth ambassadors do not pay a fee to come on these expeditions, nor do the schools pay a fee to participate in the experiential learning programs. And anybody, as a matter of fact, can access the content on this website and any of the other expedition websites. And that includes the educational material.
So check it out on the web. Follow along on this expedition through the Amazon. It's impossible to possible, and you can see what they're going through, and you might want to sign up for the next one. And here's how you know that it is the program for youth and not the fully adult program, because when it becomes the fully adult program for the extreme adventures like Ray's done or some of the desert races I've done, you actually have to pay to go and suffer. In this case, the kids are being treated to the trip, but it's an experience they will never forget. And Ray, when you finish, let's talk to you again and see how it went through the Amazon.
I would love that. That would be absolutely fantastic. Thank you for the time.
All right. Good talking with you. Doesn't fishing bring to mind sort of idyllic setting where you're sitting on the bank, maybe with a cane pole and a little line and a cork bobbing in the water? It's always the way people relax, get in tune with themselves. And not when you go fishing with me, because apparently nothing ever happens to me in the outdoors that doesn't involve the potential loss of my own life. I will share my fishing story with you when we return here on National Geographic Weekend. I'm Boyd Matson.